in order to be successful long distance real estate investors, it's all about your team.
Yep.
And building rapport and building trust within your team to actually go in order to make this a successful venture. Everybody's got to, you know, be fully dedicated and trust each other that you're going to do right by one another.
Yep.
And so that's why going forward, us and our property manager, it's going to be repeat business. And so far it's been a really, really good start for us.
Hey, freedom fighters. Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the only place where military members, veterans, and their families learn how to build wealth through real estate investing. I'm your host, Mike Foster, and I'm here to show you how to stop wasting your benefits. Now get off your ass, step up to the firing line, and make ready for today's lesson. Shooter, stand by.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Labar. Tim and I created the Military Multifamily Academy and Mastermind to bring together all of our knowledge and experience with multifamily investing to every one of you guys out there. And we want to share all of our experiences. One of the things that I struggled with was I got really educated and struggled taking action. It wasn't until I became a part of a mastermind and pushed myself forward with a group of like-minded individuals that I was finally able to buy my first property and to continue to buy more and more after that.
With all the accomplishments and everything that the ADPI team and ADPI Capital team has done, there was a time when we had no idea what we were doing and we had no idea who we wanted to become. Personally, there was a time when I was so broken, I thought I was done and I thought I would have been no good to anyone. And then there was something revolutionary that happened. I decided to invest more in myself and work with paid coaches and mentors. This is why we put together the Multifamily Academy and Mastermind. We want you to join the ranks of us and other action takers. The waitlist is open today, and our launch is about to commence for a short period of time to a limited amount of people. Join the waitlist now.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast. We have an amazing guest here today. Unfortunately, I'm riding solo, but it's going to be all good. I'm super excited to interview Morgan Hampel, Active Duty Navy from San Diego. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Not too bad, Mike. How about yourself?
Doing great, bro. Doing great. Excited to be talking to another Navy guy. It's always a good day, especially when we're talking about some real estate and how we were able to take our active duty careers and, you know, go into something a little bit more long term, right? So tell us a little bit about yourself, man, and kind of your background, how you got in the military, and then how you got started in real estate.
Yeah, man. So it's always been a dream of mine to serve in the military. I didn't really know what I wanted to do growing up, or at least within the military, I just knew I wanted to serve. I applied to the academies, didn't get in out of high school, which ended up turning being a blessing in disguise. And then when I went to Iowa State and I was pursuing my engineering degree, I landed an internship at the time, which was what I thought was gonna be my dream internship. And when I got there, I was really disappointed with the lack of camaraderie and everybody living paycheck to paycheck and just kind of minding their own business within their own cubes. I kind of reached back out to see, you know, maybe the military was right for me. And when I did that, I got in touch with the non-ROTC recruiter that was back at Iowa State. And he was a subnuke. And with so at the time I was getting my master's in industrial engineering. He had introduced me to that program, and you know, fast forward a year later, I was in Washington D.C. interviewing to become a nuclear SWO, or surface warfare officer, as you're familiar with. And yeah, so I got accepted, got picked up, did my first tour out of San Diego on a destroyer. Did a deployment with her, then headed out to the East Coast for nuke school. And now, just got home from deployment, on a nuclear aircraft carrier that, I'm serving on right now. So it's good to be, back, stateside. But with regards to, my investing career and entrepreneurship, started out in college. It was me and a couple buddies. We had pretty much ever since freshman, sophomore year, we all knew we wanted to start a business, and we had ideas left and right that we would pursue for a while and they'd fizzle out. But then it was about 6 months before I finished up my master's that we started what is now Clinic Note, a business in, it's a software as a service in the speech therapy realm that took off in about 6 months. And that was phenomenal. It was a great learning experience. My buddies dropped out of college to pursue that, but I couldn't because I was in grad school and I was going to OCS in June, and it was November, December at the time. So in those 6 months, we built the company, raised about $180,000 from angel investors. And then I had to take off for active duty, and it was a hell of a learning experience through that. And ever since I've stepped away from there, real estate's just kind of become my means of itching that entrepreneurial scratch that I had to walk away from with Clinic Note. And those guys are still crushing from there. I know we're going to go deep into that story here in just a minute. But yeah, so right now I bought my first, I'm still in the beginning of my real estate investing career. I bought my first rental property. It was a house hack out in Charleston, South Carolina. And now I'm actually closing on my second place, long distance purchase out, and it's back in Iowa. It's a three unit triplex that we found off market that was supposed to close next Friday. So super excited about that.
Let's go, man. That's
keep on going. Yeah. Yeah, man. So it's exciting. It's been a wild, ride.
That's dope, man. So I absolutely love that. I mean, we're going to talk about a couple things here, but the fact that you were able to systematically, you know, grow yourself and say, all right, I'm going to dip my toes in some entrepreneurship, and then maybe, you know, real estate's the better way to go here, but you weren't afraid to take that idea to business. And for a lot of you guys listening to this don't know, Morgan and I had a phenomenal conversation about, you know, just his sheer like entrepreneurial will at such a young age and just willingness to go in and get it. I mean, there's so much to that story. Maybe we'll get into it, right? Maybe we won't. It's completely cool. But guys, don't ever be afraid. If you have an entrepreneurial idea, don't ever be afraid to go out and get it. Even if you know that you want to be an entrepreneur, and you don't even know how you're going to get there, there are ways to do it, creative ways, right? And Morgan is one of those guys that can show you how you can take an idea from like a Google search and turn it into a freaking business. Like, that's just awesome. So I mean, maybe just share like, that, you know, like a few little nuggets of like, you know, what you guys were able to do with that, and then just kind of how it went from there. I mean, obviously, we don't need to get in the weeds of the story, but, you know, but just to inspire folks, because, I mean, some people, they know they want to be entrepreneurs. They know there's so many ways out there, but I think you had a really unique perspective in how you guys took that approach. So maybe just share, like, you know, one or two things from that story.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So the thing that, so our goal was to build a company that would help, it'd help just a group of people. We had no work experience. We were in college. None of us had ever had like a career like job. We just knew we wanted to be entrepreneurs and we wanted to help people out. So what we did was we were literally just Googling industries we thought, you know, maybe underserved within underserved within their respective markets in terms of things that kind of help make their jobs easier. And simultaneously, our buddy, his girlfriend was a speech therapist, and she was complaining one day at work just about some of the troubles that she was having in her internship. And so what we did was we started Googling speech therapy clinics throughout the country, and over about a month span, call this November 2014. Over that month, we had about 100 hours of recorded interviews with speech therapists across the country. And basically, the thing that we had to understand, and anybody who tries to pursue building a software or a business similar to this, is we didn't come in with an idea saying, hey, this is our idea, we want you to buy it. It was, we started every single phone call with the same question of, walk us through your typical day. And they would tell us, and through those, they'd bring up some points of frustration and things that they deal with. And when it comes to being like an active listener, and really building rapport, you always have to act like you have the rapport and then label their emotions to really establish that foundation. And then as they open up more and more about their problems throughout the typical day, we found out through those hundred hours of interviews that a lot of these people had the exact same issues. And so then we're always very open with our intentions. It was, hey, we're in college, we're looking to start a business, and we hope to help you out. But we don't have the idea, right? So we're hoping that you would help us with the idea. So we did that, and a lot of these people had the exact same problems. And then when we would ask the kicker of, would you pay for that? And if the answer was, maybe, I don't know, just kind of life, that was kind of the sign of, well, it's annoying, but it's not like that true deep pain that we were trying to solve. But a lot of the times, and the problem that we ended up solving with the software was, when we'd ask that question, it'd be absolutely in a heartbeat, a passionate answer. And like, okay, well, would you mind helping us build the product? And so through that, we built the product with the money we had raised from angel investors. And a lot of our designers were the people that we interviewed just by Googling Insert City Speech Therapy Clinic, because we got to know them, they got to know our intentions, and we learned and grew how to be good, active listeners. And now, so obviously I've stepped away, but the company now is doing fantastic. They pivoted a little bit, so it's now more of a B2B type of software, and they have 35 universities signed up. Six-figure annual revenue, and being a part of that, the birth of that was phenomenal, and it really taught me a lot about myself, what I can accomplish, and what a simple, just perseverance, hard work. I mean, we had gone through four or five other business ideas that hadn't gone anywhere before we kind of stumbled upon that one. It was a wild 6 months.
All right. Yeah, no, I believe that, man. But the growth that you gain from something like that is phenomenal. And that's kind of what I wanted to highlight there, because guys, it doesn't matter, whether your business is a success or a fail. It doesn't matter if you take it to the top or you take it a certain way and then someone else takes to the top. You went out there and you took action. You had an idea. You expanded on it. You took action. You learned. You grew from it. And now you take all those lessons on to your next thing, whatever that next thing is. And for Morgan, that next thing was real estate investing. So he closed on a deal. Now he's about to close on another off-market deal. I definitely can't wait to talk about that one and how you guys found it. But listen, man, like I'm just so impressed, brother, because you are the shining example of, the ADPI, right? Like ideal person. Right? Like you are that active duty person that's like, I'm not afraid to go out there, take some of my extra time and make it happen. And guys, if you're listening to this and you are not a nuclear surface warfare officer, you have time. Okay. I'm sorry, but I have so many friends that are nukes woes and they literally have no time for anything. I mean, their families are in disarray because they don't have time for their families. They don't have time for anything, but Morgan has figured out how to hack that time code, which that might really be super valuable for us to take away from this podcast too, by the way, but we'll get into that stuff. Anyway, so let's talk. All right, let's get into brass tacks now. How did you, tackle your first house hack? And then, how did that help you launch into your next deal? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, man. So at the time, so this would have been 2016, end of 2016, I was getting towards the end of my first tour, and I was staring at my orders sending me to Charleston, South Carolina. And I was just starting to learn about real estate and the possibilities with it, with the end goal in sight of, of one day, whenever I get out of the Navy, I want to have enough passive income through real estate where whatever job I do after the Navy, I do it out of enjoyment, not for the salary.
Right.
So if I want to go teach high school science and be a high school football coach, I'll do that with that. So with that in mind, I started learning as much as I could through reading. And I found out that the Charleston, South Carolina market is a really great up and coming market.
Yeah.
It's very traditional. They still have laws in effect where downtown Charleston, you won't see any skyscrapers because nothing can be built taller than the highest church steeple. But the thing is that I found out there's a lot of Fortune 500 companies that were heading out there. So Boeing's already there. Volvo had a $1 billion investment going there. It was opening in October 28, and I was looking at that in 2016. So that was a good thing. Amazon and I think the Mercedes plant was looking to go there as well. Charleston's in the works. So I saw a lot of growth coming that way. And the thing is with that, with the fact that there's nowhere to build vertically, the only places you can go is expand outward. And there's a huge drop off in the cost of living. Once you get out of central Charleston, you get into those first ring and second ring suburbs. Right. So that's where I started looking. And once you also get out there is when you get towards the Air Force base and the Naval base. And so that also provides a very steady renter base of people who are going to be there for 3 years at a time, aren't looking to buy, but they want a safe area to have their kids and have their family there. So what I was looking for was a place with a good price to rent ratio. I was going to be super tied up with Nuke School, which is like a 40-50 hour school week and super stressful. So I wanted a place that was just about as turnkey as I could get it. And I had a bunch of friends going out there too. So what I did was I found a place about 10-15 minutes off base, single family home. It was a 3-2.5, but it had a frog, so a room over the garage that I was able to convert into a fourth bedroom.
There you go.
So what I did was I lived there. And my mortgage was about $1,200 a month, and I rented each room out to my buddies.
Let's go.
for $500 a piece. So I was netting about $300 a month on my mortgage, while
plus BAH.
Plus BAH, yeah. So I was living for free and pocketing all my BAH, which was great. And then once I moved out, I was able to get in contact with a prior Army property manager. And he's been fantastic, and my place has been rented the entire time since I've left, with the exception of 1 month for a transition. So I'm actually making more now that I moved out, because now I'm able to rent out my room as well. So now it's, as opposed to bringing in 15, it's bringing in $1,675, and I've only had to make minor cosmetic repairs to the place throughout the entire time. And yeah, it was a really good first investment awesome. To get my feet wet. And now I'm working on building, you know, the future properties. That's elsewhere. It, so yeah,
that is awesome, bro. Love that. So you were able to take that opportunity in your PCS to learn, to understand the market, figure out where the growth was and what was happening, you know, with that market in general, and see the long-term potential. And guys, this is one of the things, you know, when you hop on a call, like, you know, like as a matter of fact, Morgan can attest to this, right? Well, one of the first things we talked about when we were identifying markets, right? It's understanding what's going on in those markets. Yep. It's huge, but you already did that, right? He did the math, he did the research, he learned what was going on. And, you know, that's how you find opportunities. Because a lot of times, guys, you'll look in Zillow, you'll look on Redfin, Trulia, whatever, you know, the property, you know, websites are out there. And you see a lot of fluff, right? Everyone's trying to sell their home, but how do you know what a good opportunity is? How do you know where the good opportunities are? It's by doing what Morgan said, understanding what's going on in the market, doing that research. If you figure out that Amazon had just bought a large plot of land because they're going to develop a super center, what do you think that's going to mean? That's going to mean a lot of people are going to be hired, right? So you look for jobs, and everywhere in that surrounding area is going to be a really good rental market for you to look at, right? So opportunity. So just think about that as you guys move through. So awesome stuff, man. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and another thing that I was able to learn from that whole scenario was how powerful the VA loan is. So coming in with zero money down, and now that I'm looking to, so I'm closing on a place next week in Iowa. It's a triplex, but then I'm also looking to purchase here in San Diego because I was able to refinance out of my Charleston home to get my full entitlement back. And the 2020 VA loan laws got rid of the ceiling on your first property. Yeah. So now that I converted Charleston into a conventional investment mortgage, it doubles my qualification window here in San Diego. And I'm getting, the opportunity to get, upwards of $700,000-$800,000 for the property for zero money down is borderline. It should be illegal, but it's not.
So it's right. Should be illegal. You're right, but it's not. So I mean, for us, it's great. We served our country, right? We are defending a little bit of this freedom. So, I think we earn it if anything, but at the end of the day, that's great. It's opportunity.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey guys, Kevin here. And I wanted to take a quick break from the show to fill you in on what's happening behind the scenes at Active Duty Passive Income. Most of you already know that ADPI is not just a podcast. We're a community of real estate and passive income warriors taking action, building wealth, and giving back together. That's why I'm so proud to announce the creation of ADPI's Financial Services Division. With a full range of tailored lending options, our team of pros is ready to provide active duty service members, veterans, and military families just like you all the advice and resources you need to close on your first or next investment opportunity. Click the link in this episode's show notes or simply text DEAL to 33777 to get connected today. Now, let's get back to the show.
That's dope, man. Good stuff. I'm glad you pointed that out too. That's awesome. So walk us now into your next deal, all right? Because now, right, you've had the entrepreneurial bug, you've grown, you've learned a lot about market research and then going in and then finding good investment. You did it, you house hacked, you took action there, you turned it into a rental property. You even went an extra step and refinanced your property into a conventional loan, free up your VA loan. Bro, you're already like 10 steps ahead of the game. I love it, all right? I love this. Now, walk us through your next investment now that you found. How did you find it? You said it's off market, right? What kind of things did you do to find it? And maybe run us through some of the numbers on how it
makes sense. Yeah, man, absolutely. So basically, so the first thing that I had to do was I knew that for the amount of cash I had liquid that saved up from deployment, if I really wanted to use and recycle that money, it was something I had to find a market where I could use it and then refinance quick enough with enough meat on the bone where I could pull that money back out. So I went in on this deal with a partner of mine, and the areas we were looking back into were Charleston. Once again, we're looking in Minneapolis, we're looking in Kansas City, Des Moines, Iowa, and then the Quad Cities, which is on the eastern Iowa, on the Iowa Illinois border, which is what we ended up going with, where this property's at. So some of the factors that we looked into when comparing all these different cities with a lot of upside and differences between them were GDP, metropolitan statistical area data, and then another good one that I really like is the housing affordability index. And so that is basically a ratio of what is the average cost of a home vice the average median salary. So if the average cost of a home is $150,000 and average salary is $50,000, that's pretty good because you want to shoot between less than three is the bar that we set for ourselves.
Okay.
Because in like San Diego, it's a much more difficult market because the average cost of a home is $400,000-$500,000. But average income is not much greater than, at 50, it's in that, 70, 60, 70 range. So in order to find a deal where you can pull your money back out right away, you really have to find something that's not 80 cents on the dollar, but 60 cents on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar, because, and there's going to be a ton of people swarming towards that. And So we liked that in the Quad Cities. So we found out the housing affordability index was about 2.6 with renter percentage of about 30%. And the window we were looking at for that was 30 to 45%. So it was right at the low end of that, but it still was within our window. And then also with the Quad Cities, we looked at all the largest employers there. So you got Rock Island, Arsenal, John Deere, Genesis Health, Hy-Vee, and these are all companies that so far have been pretty resistant to what's going on. Because you have like Rock Island, Arsenal, they manufacture, they have government contracts for manufacturing weapons. John Deere is for agriculture, and then Hy-Vee is a grocery store chain and two major health companies, medical companies. So we're predicting that their economy should be relatively stable through something like this.
Yeah.
And like, so we started like looking COVID, at,
right.
Exactly. Like this, yeah. Oh man, this thing's crazy. But yeah. So we went with that. We went with the Quad Cities, and we were dinking around on Zillow and Trulia and all those things. But then another place that a lot of people forget to look at, that are a little bit less known for the finding deals, is actually Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. So we started looking on Facebook and Craigslist, and sure enough, we found an off-market deal. There was a wholesaler representing a seller, and found out this guy's motivation was he was just an elderly man, had owned this property for forever, and he was just looking to get rid of it. He was his own property manager, and he was just getting stressed out, burnt out with it, and was just looking to offload it by pretty much any means. So, and he didn't want to pay the realtor fees, so he went through a wholesaler. So went ahead, reached out to her. They were asking for $66,000 for this three unit. It's about 2,200 square feet. The three units are, it's a 2 1.5, a one bed, one bath, and then a studio. So reached out to her, and after we got a few inspections done, we working with our property manager, who we also met. He's a prior Army guy, great guy, and he's kind of our
cool
our boots on the ground there. And that's the thing we're coming to learn, is that in order to be successful long distance real estate investors, it's all about your team.
Yep.
And building rapport and building trust within your team to actually go, in order to make this a successful venture, everybody's got to, you know, be fully dedicated and trust each other that you're going to do right by one another.
Yep.
And so that's why going forward, us and our property manager, it's going to be repeat business. And so far it's been a really, really good start for us. But yeah, so looking around, it needs a new roof, some things on the exterior, everything on the inside was okay condition, nothing too crazy, but it's fully rented. And with the market the way it is and uncertainty in the future, we came in at $52,750. We came to that number just based on the roof, the siding, and there were some electrical issues that we wanted to take care of. Mm-hmm. And so we figured, you know, 66 minus, you know, that.
Whatever the cost of those repairs.
Whatever the cost of those. And we'd bring us down there. And then plus we had read somewhere that the more precise a number you use, the more. Yep.
Believable that it is.
The more weight it holds. And yep. Like, mm-hmm. We were. And so that number wasn't like completely pulled out of nowhere. I mean, it was for somewhat, but. Yeah, so we threw that out there, see, you know, what happens. And she came back saying lowest we can go is $54,750. So we're like, okay, sold.
Cool. So, yep. That's it.
That works.
That Love works. That.
So the plan is we're paying cash for that. We already got a lender lined up with right now the comps in the area that we found should have this appraised hopefully in the mid-80s. Without putting anything into it, really. So
wow. Okay.
Yes. So basically, we'll refinance out, and 75% of 80, 85,000, we should be getting all of our money out right away, and then we'll reuse that money to make the fixes we need, and then also go off onto our second venture.
Outstanding, brother. Outstanding, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's incredible. So let us know real quick, what are the rents looking like for those three units combined? Where are those at?
Yeah, so all three combined bring in just about $1,200.
Stop.
And then the mortgage is going to be right around $500-$600. So we're paying our property manager 10%. So it's, when it comes to the price to rent ratio, we're just north of 2%, which is pretty crazy.
Outstanding, my man. With property management. That is incredible. And so, guys, you see, this is exactly how you do it, all right? You don't stop at Zillow, at, you know, realtor.com, whatever. You got to go and you got to explore other ways. Get creative with how you're going to do your research. The more creative you are with your research, the more creative deals you'll end up finding. And this is the prime example. Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. You guys found this one on Craigslist, or was it Facebook?
On Craigslist. On Craigslist.
Okay, yeah. Craigslist. Yeah, love that. So there you go, right? And it was through a wholesaler nonetheless. So the wholesaler found a really, really good deal, probably, you know, caught a good little commission off the top of it. But hey, right? I mean, this is it. You expand that network, right? And guys, I love it. This is literally the exact example. So I'm not going to belabor the point. I think it speaks for itself. Morgan, that's phenomenal, bro. Like what you guys are able to do. And I love it. I'm excited to keep watching you guys. And I love how I met you over a phone call. And I'm like, all right, this guy definitely needs to come on the podcast. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, dude, I'm so blessed.
I appreciate it, man.
To have you speak to us, man. No, this is great. We appreciate it because now we know that it's not just us, right? We're not just up here talking and it's like, you know, look at us doing this. No, it's look at you guys, right? You guys are out there. You exist. It's just, how do we connect everybody, right? How do we bring everyone to the table, talk about what people are doing, share and learn and grow together? Because that's what this is all about, man. Dude, that's crazy. So we're running short on time. We're going to close this up real quick. But before we get to the bonus round, I just want you to kind of give us some insight, you know, from the conversation we had to, you know, all the growth that you and your team have done, you know, between then. Where are you guys looking to expand? What's your focus? Like, you know, where's your mindset at? Where are you guys growing?
Yeah, so right now our goal for the end of this year is to have 9 doors under our belt. So we're looking same area, multifamily. And then as soon as we can get that established, we plan on swapping those out and eventually getting into the apartment game. So
nice.
Long-term, 5 years, I like to have $50,000 passive income through real estate, and then eventually up in the six-figure range. So, yeah, that's all through. We plan on just sticking with multifamily and then expanding into larger and larger multifamily, eventually getting into apartments.
Bro, that's incredible, man. I absolutely love it. That is phenomenal. All right, dude. So let's move this into the bonus round. I wish you guys the absolute best of luck. This is going to be crazy, but let's move to the bonus round. We've got four questions for you. Number one, what is your favorite book?
So I have a few, ones recently, that I really liked, were Never Split the Difference by David Voss. That was a really good book. David was a FBI, a hostage negotiator. And basically he dives into all these different techniques that he used and how it relates to just, you know, normal, because not all of us are FBI hostage negotiators, and how it relates to, you know, real life, and basically talking through any type of negotiating and how people's emotions and building rapport and understanding somebody on a deeper, like below the surface level, can help you kind of reach whatever goal it is that you might be trying to get through with any conversation. It's really applicable to real estate investing. When it comes to finding these off-market deals and finding people's motivation for selling. Because when it comes down to it, as real estate investors, yeah, sure, the goal is to build a portfolio. But a lot of times you're doing somebody a service by helping them get out from under the burden of a mortgage. And some people will take less money because they want to sell to a certain person vice somebody else. So I thought that was a great book. I'm also a big sucker for leadership books. Mad Dog Mattis, Call Sign Chaos, the book they came out with. I was a big fan of that. So basically that one's just his explanation of how his leadership style had to transform from being a young lieutenant leading dozens of soldiers to eventually being a colonel and then four-star general to all the way at SecDef, where how the scope changes and how he had to adapt his leadership style as he went from leading dozens of soldiers to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of soldiers. And I thought that was a really, really good, great read.
Awesome, man. Love that. Love it. Love it. All right. So next question, who is your biggest hero and why?
So for me, my grandfather on my dad's side, I called him Papa Wolf. He was a Holocaust survivor. So I knew him as a kid. He passed away in 2007 when I was in ninth grade. But the thing is what he taught me was incredible. Just as if anybody's ever read The Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, that book put his life into words. Coming through, so as a kid, he was born in 1926. Him and his family were taken from Lodz, Poland in 1939. He was a survivor of Dachau Ghetto and Auschwitz, and he was the only one of his family members that actually made it out. After the war, he got a degree at the University of Munich and ended up becoming a 30-year master electrician in Minneapolis, where I'm from, and grew a family. But the thing is, like, what his life really taught me was not really to expect anything to be given to me, but through hard work and perseverance, you really have the opportunity to achieve anything. And you kind of create your own luck, you create your own environments, and you just never really back down from any situation. And no man I'd imagine I'll ever meet will have gone through and persevered the way he did in the environment that he was in. So I feel very lucky, man, to have met him.
That's awesome, man. What an incredible honor. And really, you know, it's just there aren't too many of those survivors out there left, right? I mean, but their stories are so humbling. I mean, the fact that you can go from a situation as crazy as that to escape and not even know if, you know, any of your friends, your family, you know, made it out there. Most of it you probably were with and got separated, but just, it's incredible, dude. That's so humbling.
Absolutely. Wow,
yeah. I'm definitely impressed to have an awesome mentor like that. I'm sure. And if it speaks volumes to the kind of guy who you are and you're, you know, like you said it, right. You work hard. Right. And that's a big thing, a big part of that. So good stuff, dude. Really good stuff. I'm sorry. Get emotional, dude. That's crazy. I love it, dude. Really making me cry. All right. I appreciate that. Appreciate you being vulnerable and sharing that with us. It's good. Question number three, what do you like to do for fun when you have time to do for fun? Right. Mr. Nuke Swo.
Yeah. When I'm not trapped at work, I'm able to, I'm really into just staying active. So, working out, being in San Diego, when the beaches are open, I really love playing beach volleyball. Okay. In the gym, I enjoy, even though I'm not the best reader, painfully slow, but I do enjoy reading and learning. And traveling, that's one of the best perks of the Navy and the deployments, of the places that you get to go on those deployments. The deployments are rough, but every now and then you'll pull in, you get to have a good time with a friend. So, yeah.
Love it. All right, man. Okay. And then final question, what three nuggets of wisdom would you offer for those who are just getting started right now?
So one, right off the bat is, it's all about humility. Nobody expects you to know everything, and that's okay. But it's not about you knowing everything. It's about you being humble enough and willing to learn enough from somebody else that's really going to help you get off the ground. Right now, me and my business, I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just kind of learning as I go. But the thing is, I'm not afraid to ask questions from people who know more than me and learn from them while also, you know, digging into the books and learning as I go. It's okay to not know, but the people that are stubborn and kind of close the door and they think that they're, you know, smarter or better than than other people, those are the people that are going to have a rougher time. Because even if you come across somebody who you may be more experienced with in the investing game, you have something to learn from everybody. And having that mentality, you'll find out what exactly you can learn from other people. So really, really staying humble there. Otherwise, next thing would be trust your numbers and try to keep emotion out of it when it comes to finding deals. There's a lot of deals out there to be found, and the safest way to make sure you don't get burned by one is to make sure you define what is a deal for you in writing on paper. And then if it doesn't meet that, don't let your emotion take you through it. Choose your criteria, whatever that might be, have reasons for that criteria, and then define your actual deal that you commit to by that. Because as soon as you start breaking from that norm, is when you really extend yourself out there to risk that you weren't initially trying to take on.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
I love that, man. Thank you so much for those nuggets. Those are awesome. And guys, I'm telling you, yeah, you need to take everything that he's said right thus far and then just write it down, right? If you haven't taken notes on how he, you know, has done his research, you know, how he has, you know, looked at properties, right, negotiated these deals, yeah, this is it, man. I mean, it doesn't take much. There's one thing that we always talk about is that there's so much information out there, and it's so hard to like filter it down, right? But really, you just got to find one or two people that have done what you've done and, you know, either figure out how they've done it and just implement those steps into your life. Use that as a model and then adjust from there. Or, you know, reach out to that person, build a relationship and just learn and grow. Don't be afraid to be humble. Like you said, you don't have to know anything. You don't have to know everything. No one's expecting you to know everything. You know, we don't know everything. We're constantly learning and growing, you know, even more so from you guys than we have on our own journey. You know, this is it. Love it. But you know, this is what it's all about. It's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
It's community. So, dude, this is great, man. I'm so glad that we did this. And I'm so happy to have you on the show. How can our folks get in touch with you, man? How can they connect?
Yeah. So, I guess I'm on all the social medias. Back in high school, I thought it was pretty funny and kind of stuck, but my Instagram handle is Mo Problems. So I probably should get around to changing that eventually, but yeah, so that's that. Or yeah, my email is just first and last name at Gmail. I'm really looking to grow so and join forces with anybody who's willing to work together. So somebody just starting out like me or somebody more seasoned, I'm looking to, you know, build my network by any means. So I would love to hear from whoever enjoyed listening to this. That'd be awesome.
Love it, dude. Absolutely love it. Guys, make sure that you get in touch with Morgan. Keep him on your Rolodex. No one uses that anymore. Keep him in your phone contacts, right? Make sure that you go find Mohamp Mo Problems on Instagram and go in and follow his page. You never know, right, where that relationship will go. Morgan, again, dude, it's been phenomenal. Dude, we spoke on our freedom call. What was it, back in February, right? I think it was right before all this like COVID stuff. Late February, early March, something like that. Here we are now. I mean, at the time this podcast recording, we're already in like early May. But I think when we spoke, I mean, you shared about that, the whole business story. And then I think you'd had your house hack at that point. But, you know, you were learning, looking to grow, looking to find some good ideas and how to take the next step and take action. And brother, you did it, man. you did it. I mean, I remember very clearly we spoke about, building teams, doing more in-depth market research and how to try and figure out, different strategies on that, negotiating different types of deals and structures with raising capital, right, and all that. But, you just went and you took it and you applied it, brother. That's awesome. Like, that's it. Or you are literally, this is exactly what we talk about. It's what we try and encourage. It's that courageous and, unafraid, take action, right? Get educated, of course, build your network, and then take action. Just make it happen. And you did it. So, brother, listen, I want to hop on another Freedom Call with you, all right? Typically, we only do one, right, at a time. I want to do another one with you, all right? So, after this, let's get another one scheduled up, right? This will be another coaching call, another one-hour session. Let's make it happen. I mean, let's talk about, how you're going to take this deal into the next, 10, 20 deals that you're going to do, and let's go ahead and kick it, all right? I want to do that. So,
I really appreciate that, man. That's, we're just starting out, but I'm hoping this will turn into something big, and yeah, keep the learning process going. Hopefully I can, hopefully I taught a couple people something through this. That'd be cool.
That's it, man. And keep doing that, right? You're going to get there. I know you are. Your success is just, it's radiating around you, bro. And the team that you have, God bless you guys. You're going to out there. You're going to crush it. I already know it, but exactly what you just said, right? Keep passing it down, keep passing that knowledge down to other people, and you're going to learn, you're going to grow. It's just going to skyrocket up, dude. I'm loving it. All right, brother, let's go ahead and let's get out of here. Guys, make sure you connect with Mohamp Mo Problems on Instagram, and we will catch y'all later.
Outstanding. That was an awesome episode. Thanks so much to our special guest, and thanks to you for listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, make sure you go and do that. Or schedule a call with us by texting ADPI to 444-999. Or checking out our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com to find out how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today. I'll see you guys next week.